The key to this picture, which I honestly didn't even notice at first, is those three birds right on top between those two, what are they, chimneys? I don't know what you call it. I didn't have those in mind when I took this picture. Mostly I just thought that it would make a kind of a neat early morning sunrise photo. The sun is actually right behind me as I'm taking this, and it's got the whole sky kind of lit up in this nice early morning blue. And I was rounding the north side of Boone Pickens Stadium on the OSU campus, and I come across this. It's Cordell Hall, one of the older buildings on campus, which I think is scheduled for demolition at some point. It's been perpetually scheduled for demolition for quite some time now. And it just struck me as kind of a cool picture. And I got off my bike, pulled up my camera, took a few pictures, not really thinking anything of it. And then later on, after a while, when I had finally put the pictures in Lightroom, I saw these three birds up on top. And I thought, man, that's kind of cool how they're kind of watching the scene unfold before them of me biking and students walking and cars driving. And they have a unique vantage point from so high up. And I mean, that's what birds do, right? They fly up high and they can sit and watch or whatever birds do. But it was kind of neat to see that here and just take a moment and think about what these birds are doing and why they're up there in the first place and the vantage point that they have that I will probably never have unless I buy myself a drone or something and fly that around. If you scroll down on the blog, you'll see a different version of this picture that was processed using a program called, what was it? Luminar, that's it. And it's sort of like Photoshop, except it's a new kind of Photoshop made by a company called MacFun. I've been using it. And, you know, it gives interesting results. There's a lot of things I like about the one that's processed in Luminar. There's some things that I wouldn't personally do. But I do most of my editing in Lightroom. I'd say 99% of my editing in Lightroom, even more than that. And it's fun sometimes to play around with a new piece of software and just try that out. And it's also fun to just take a picture and try that out too.